taking some time to meet the new chairman of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. The U.S. Meat Export Federation wrapped up their annual convention and conference that was held last week in Indianapolis, Indiana. They elected a new chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and that's Jay Tyler, and he's from Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, so I work for a company called AgriBeef, and we're basically involved in every step of the beef supply chain. It's a family-owned company here in Boise since 1968. We have operations in ranching, cattle feeding, cattle nutrition, beef processing. We have a beef plant in Washington and a new producer-owned plant here in Idaho. We've got about 50 families that are equity partners in our new plant here in Jerome, Idaho. So, yeah, we're kind of involved in a lot of steps of the beef supply chain.
You bet, and I can see where that's going to go hand-in-hand working together here, obviously, with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Speaking of working hand-in-hand, you just got back from a trade trip to the U.K. How did that go here?
Yeah, I did. We was on a trade trip, a sort of a diplomatic trade policy and trade relations trip with the governor of Idaho. He's a rancher as well, and had really good, interesting interactions with our U.S. government as well as the government of the UK, different departments over there. Just trying to talk a little bit about this new trade deal with the UK, where we have 13,000 metric tons of duty-free access to that market. It goes both ways. And just kind of talk through some of the opportunities and challenges that we face with that trade deal.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.